Morgan Tsvangirai told reporters in Harare that he was confident of victory in the June 27th runoff against President Mugabe.
Let's have a free and fair election. I can tell you that as the sun rises from the east and it sets out in the west, Mugabe will not get the support in the second round.
Mr. Tsvangirai deplored political violence that his party says has claimed the lives of more than 40 opposition supporters. His Movement for Democratic Change accuses Mugabe loyalists of a campaign to intimidate opposition supporters, but President Mugabe blames the MDC for the violence that has swept the country since the March 29th elections. In that vote, the MDC stripped Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party of the parliamentary majority it held since independence from Britain in 1980. Official results from the first round of voting in the presidential contest showed MDC leader Tsvangirai beating President Mugabe, but failing to get the majority needed to avoid a runoff. Mr. Tsvangirai said he was shocked at the recent deaths of opposition activists, including leading civil rights campaigner Tondurai Indira, whose body was found on a farm earlier in the week. Thousands of MDC activists and party supporters had been injured in post-election violence. Upon arriving in Harare, Mr. Tsvangirai visited some of the victims in hospital.
I returned home with a very sad heart. I've met and listened to stories of innocent people targeted by the regime, seemingly desperate, being on farm. Democrats targeted by the dictatorship that has lost support of the people. Ever since the majority of Zimbabwe voted for change on 29th March, the regime has gone on a rampage.
Over the past week, authorities arrested 12 opposition activists and two legislators accused of inciting violence. Mr. Tsvangirai accused the government of harassment.
The regime is harassing and imprisoning members of parliament, party administrators. Many of those not yet detained by the police are now in hiding.
Mr. Tsvangirai also appealed for Zimbabweans who have fled abroad to return home. Millions of Zimbabweans have fled the country in the wake of economic collapse. Most of them are in South Africa, which has seen a wave of anti-immigrant violence. Mr. Tsvangirai said Mr. Mugabe was partly responsible for those attacks.
The xenophobic attacks in South Africa can be directly attributed to Mugabe's failed policies of intolerance and oppression. Failed policies that have caused thousands to flee their ancestral homes. Now, however, instead of a safe haven, our people in South Africa's diaspora face even more death and destruction, all because of failed liberation heroes. Mr. Mugabe once led our people to freedom. He can, even now, set his people free again. By acknowledging their desire for change, even now, he can open the door to a new Zimbabwe.
Mr. Tsvangirai said he hoped the regional organization, the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, would send observers and peacekeepers to monitor the June 27th election. The opposition leader returned home a week later than originally planned because his party said it had uncovered a plot to assassinate him. Mr. Tsvangirai said he'd been given assurances that he was no longer at risk. The ZANU-PF has denied involvement in such a plot. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.